you have conducted this this exercise at Nationals Park. Talk about what you and the D.C. Fire Department are doing together.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we did what's called the Disaster Preparedness Exercise, and I think I'd like to first start off by, one, thanking D.C., the Nationals Park, and the D.C. Fire Department for taking the time to work with and setting this exercise up. And really, the end state behind it was an opportunity to team up with D.C. Fire Department as well as National Park to set the conditions or simulate as best we can conditions and objectives that we and the first responders potentially would face. I'm trying to rescue victims or provide ready life-saving actions during a scenario such as which we exercised at a chemical-type attack at such a large venue.
When you put an exercise like this together, how much do you kind of war game ahead of time, and how much do you know about what you'll be dealing with during the exercise?
Well, we actually try and work off what we classify as maybe indications and warnings. So we do try and war game as best as possible. One, to prepare the Marines that we have here in sales that are here have here for the type of things they can encounter. And we do this through a series of steps throughout the week leading up to the event on potential actions that could be occurring in an effort to lead what is called my initial response force, the guys that would be headed up to set the stage. And there's a significant amount of time spent with both local first responders, D.C., other areas as well, talking about these venues. We don't want things to be a surprise, at least not the setup or the facility itself, which is why this exercise was so important, having the opportunity to go to Nationals Park so that we can work through some of those wargaming measures, work through potential friction points that you can only encounter or get by actually doing the exercise that you really can't get just sitting behind over a map or potentially over a training module to get that, so that we can affect the situation and support D.C. Fire as best as possible or a local fire responder unit to save lives.
Tell me about the interaction with the D.C. Fire Department. One of the things that I've heard over and over again in all kinds of emergency responses, you don't want to be exchanging business cards at the disaster. So talk about the relationship building that you're trying to do with D.C. Fire through an exercise like this.
Absolutely. The nice thing about this is we actually already had a relationship with D.C. Fire, which is it's been tremendous. We've done collaborative exercises with them before. They have come out to our facility down here at Indian Head and gone through training with our Marines, and they have gone actually across the country with us at different times to work with us. So you're exactly right. We don't want to be, the first time meeting faces out there. And we have spent a considerable amount of time not working with just the fire department, but also the hazmat units that are part of D.C. Fire to make sure that when we do show up, we understand each other. There's a vernacular for all institutions. So, we want to make sure that when we show up, we can speak, fire department. They understand what we bring to the table, but we're able to articulate back to them, hey, this is how we can help you. This is how we can support you, and this is how we can fit into that piece of that puzzle. And things like we just did are a tremendous effort to increase that already built relationship, that already understanding that we have is how we operate. And just by doing this at Nationals Park is only going to make it better.
When I think of the Marine Corps, I think of a lot of things. I don't necessarily think of emergency response to a chemical attack. What do you have to offer? What resources does your team have to offer to a situation like this, to an exercise like this, and hopefully you never have to use it, but to an incident like this at some point in the future?
Sure. What we actually have to offer is you have a 24/7, 365 active duty force that consistently trains to respond to this evolution. We have a nuclear biological chemical capability within the Marine Corps, and that was the foundation when we started back in 1996, was off of that skill set, and we only grew it through working with FEMA and other agencies out there to be better trained to support this mission. But the skill set was inherent, and what you get from this is you get an active duty unit that does it 24/7, 365, that trains to it every single day, that is on the cutting edge of tactics, techniques, and procedures to best handle such an incident. And we're the only ones that are doing it. There is other support capability within the Department of Defense, but CBERF and the Marine Corps, along with Navy support that we get in our medical side, is the only unit that you're going to get 24/7, 365, as I said. And I think that's the biggest takeaway when you understand CBERF, is that our training and our honing is all the time. We don't have another mission. We don't have another responsibility. We are here to do just that. And everything we do on a day-in, day-out basis is based on getting better at being able to execute this mission as fast as possible, so that we're supporting whoever's asked for us, and that we can make a difference when we get on scene.